South African actor and recovering alcoholic Craig Abani says accepting help was the greatest investment he's made in himself. We sat down with him to find out more about his journey as part of our focus on mental health this October. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
I had made my mother age 10 years in the last 2 years when my drinking had progressed to a point where she basically said, I have to arrest my son. I have to section my son, or he's going to die.
Now in his ninth year of sobriety, Craig Abani remembers the day his mother followed through on her threat.
I was picked up in the back of a police van. Proper, they came into my home and cuffed me. And I remember thinking, wow, she went through with it. She actually went through with it.
And being handcuffed marked the start of a long road to recovery.
When I saw my mom in court the day she arrested me, she was sitting there. She wasn't white. She was green with fear and anxiety and concern and sadness because she thought, my son's going to come out of those doors like a raging bull and swear at me and be angry with me because she was basically giving me no choice but to either go to jail or to go to rehab. And when I walked out and saw my parents green with fear of me, I just went, okay.
He remembers what he was like.
I sat alone in a dark hole and just let this darkness surround me, and I drank alone, miserable.
And it's taken a long time to see just how bad things were.
I mean, I'm still realizing today when I think back, I still shudder and go, I can't believe how sick I was. And not just spiritually sick and mentally sick and addiction-wise, but my body was packing in. I was bloated, I was yellow, I was ill.
Going to rehab was the catalyst for healing.
I now, in my ninth year, look back and think, it's the greatest investment I ever made in myself. And my life is infinitely better.
And as for Craig's mum?
She gave me life twice. Because she had me and then she did what she had to do to give me another shot.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.